Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching today is entitled, Try a Trialogue.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. You have heard the expression, two is company, three is a crowd. It's kind of a popular phrase. It might make sense, especially when there are two parties or intimate friends, let's say, that would rather be left alone together. Or even if a dialogue of a private nature is needed, best without interruption, such as therapy session, a doctor's visit, even a penitent with a confessor, private, maybe a parent-child conference, sit-down conversation. However, three, not two, is often best. Three, like the Holy Trinity, which we celebrate today. Three was considered the perfect number by the ancient Greek philosophers such as Pythagoras. They saw three representing harmony, wisdom, and understanding. They see cycles of three everywhere, like time past, time present, time future. Or cycles, birth, life, and death. Sequential, as in the beginning, the life, the middle, the end, like in a story. Well, we could go on with many threes, but some theologians, at least, point out how the Holy Trinity also portrays this greatness of three, three attributes that represent the divinity. Omnipotence, omnipotence, all-powerful, as in God the Father, you might think. Omniscience, omniscience. All being, all reality, all experience. God as the Son, Jesus, incarnate, living. Omnipresence. Always present. Everywhere. God as the Holy Spirit. So three in the Trinity makes good sense. There's something holy, good, beautiful about three as a crowd. Or let's say, three as a community. God as one in many. Three in one. Hard to understand, especially as the mystery of the Trinity is a never-ending mystery to us. But this threesome in the Trinity, it creates a trialogue. Not a monologue, just by one. Not a dialogue between only two, but a trialogue. Diversity, multiplicity, inclusivity, representing endless possibilities. Always open, something more, something new, limitless, as God truly is. In fact, our triune God in trialogue reminds me that the greatest commandment says to love God and oneself and one's neighbor, the other. So it's not just a faith in God like me and Jesus only. Not just me and my partner or friends and leaving God out. And not just God and those other believers with me left out or opting out, abandoning faith. But a trialogue of all three. Today, I think more than ever before, we certainly need to break open this stalemate of two, this bipartisan, locked-in, us-versus-them dynamic, enemy or friend, my race, my people versus those others, foreigners, my nation against the world. We need to stop and have a trialogue. In fact, when there are serious problems, it's often a third party that is called in as helpful for mediating between the warring sides. Or when doing research, good scientists, hard science, they often want three studies at least, not just two opinions. Three that have an open-ended dialogue and search to put out their own blindness, their myopic view of exactly what they already believe set in their ways. Something larger than two. And when there is a Holy Trinity, just think, we see this undefinable, unending, infinite, divine God. So on this feast, solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, I say, let's stay with a triune God. Try a trialogue of you, God, and neighbor.